Thank you and good morning. Since December 13th, law enforcement agencies have focused on dangerous and impaired drivers across the county, and according to the numbers from the Avoid the 7 DUI Task Force, they are having an impact. Since the 13th, 41 drivers have been arrested across Humboldt County on suspicion of driving under the influence of either alcohol or drugs, or for driving without proper licenses or registrations. 10 drivers were arrested at a checkpoint in Arcata on Friday night. That checkpoint, located at Samoa Boulevard and G Streets, screened more than 840 vehicles. 5 drivers were arrested on suspicion of DUI, and 5 more were either cited or arrested for license violations. The Avoid the 7 Task Force will remain in operation through the new year. The Crescent City Area California Highway Patrol is investigating a single-vehicle fatal traffic collision that claimed the life of a 57-year-old Crescent City man late on Saturday night. The driver, who has not yet been identified, was headed southbound on Highway 199 north of Walker Road when, for unknown reasons, his vehicle left the roadway and collided with a redwood tree. Passing motorists arrived at the scene within a few minutes and were able to remove the driver as the vehicle caught fire. The fire completely engulfed the 2002 Dodge Caravan. The driver, who was not wearing a seatbelt at the time of the crash, died as a result of his injuries at the scene. Humboldt Bay Fire responded to a report of smoke coming from the eaves of a two-story structure in the 2200 block of Myrtle Avenue over the weekend. Arriving crews contacted the residents outside the building, who reported that all occupants had exited safely. Firefighters found smoke and fire had extended from a back porch of the house into an attic area, and the small fire was quickly extinguished. One resident reported he had been smoking on the back porch and had discarded a cigarette in the area where the fire originated. Further investigation revealed that to be the cause. Damage from the fire was contained to one small area of the residence and was estimated at about $2,000. With the news that there was another house fire in Eureka over the weekend, now is a good time to keep the Humboldt County chapter of the Red Cross in mind. Red Cross volunteers have responded to more than 30 local residential fires in the past few weeks in communities across the county. Volunteers have provided the basic necessities to those impacted by the fires, and Red Cross resources are feeling the strain, according to Director Barbara Caldwell. If you are able, you are asked to donate to the Red Cross, which provides emergency services every day of the year. And sheriff's deputies arrested wanted suspect, 35-year-old Zachariah Friedland, at a residence in the 200 block of Huntoon Street in Eureka on Friday. Deputies, along with U.S. Marshals, district attorney's investigators, and Eureka police, surrounded the house. Officers searched the residence and located Friedland hiding in an upstairs crawl space. He was arrested and booked on 2 felony warrants. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Humboldt Live, along with Decade of Difference, are working with our local youth to enhance their leadership skills. Hi, this is Dennis Rael with Humboldt Live, and we are currently recruiting local community leaders in the businesses, trades, public sector, and education system to speak and to mentor our local middle and high school students. For more information, contact Jim Ritter at 839-5114. Make a difference for our youth and our community.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Time now for our community news. As we take a look back at the news stories that dominated the headlines in 2013 and the summer months. In June, Eureka Police Chief Merle Harpum highlighted some of the issues local police departments face when dealing with the arrest and quick release of lawbreakers in the city due to prison realignment. June also brought us more complaining about the name change at the airport, done for marketing reasons, according to county officials. June also brought on the fence surrounding the Oyster Festival, much to the chagrin of downtown business owners in Arcata. July saw the groundbreaking ceremony for a new federal courthouse in McKinleyville, as well as a large marijuana bust in Rancho Sequoia that netted more than 3,000 plants and may be tied to the death of Garrett Rodriguez. Wildfires began in July and lasted into August as thousands of acres burned into eastern Humboldt County, and a hash lab exploded in Eureka, severely injuring a 2-year-old boy. Eureka Schools announced the reopening of Winship in August, and those are just some of the stories that dominated the headlines in our community news. Sheriff's detectives and the county SWAT team conducted a search at a Hydesville residence last week after spotting a vehicle that is suspected of having been used in an armed robbery at the Scotia Pharmacy. The suspect fled the store on foot and was seen getting into a dark green pickup truck. Detectives searched the residence but found no one inside. Anyone with information about the incident or the suspect is asked to contact the sheriff's office. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.